Be bold. Take risks. Lead by example. Believe in your power. Say what you feel, mean what you say. Hi, I'm Leslie Ann Sion, host of the new podcast series, Sion 180. I came across these powerful expressions in an Instagram moment while prepping for Sion 180. They really resonated with me as the justification for embarking on this exciting new venture, Sion 180. Sion 180 is a platform for frank, fearless, and fun discussions that move you beyond neutral to help refuel your drive at your pace, no matter the age or gender. Get ready to go the distance and make changes that are necessary to be your best self. Join me at Sion 180 on this journey of discovery and advancement. This is episode 0, and so it begins. On this episode of Sion 180, the tables are turned on me, and I'm flipping the mic and having the wonderful Nisha McIntyre, marketing strategist and service-driven individual, chatting with me about this podcast series, this inaugural season of Sion 180. It should be an interesting discussion with Nisha and I. Let's get ready to start this journey. It's our life. We set the pace. Ready, set, go.
Are you tired of the ordinary? Thinking of vacating that comfort zone and stepping into your truth? Hi there, I'm Nisha McIntyre, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with mischief maker, hardball lawyer, devoted mother, and all-around proud Grenadian, Leslie Ann Sion, your host of the upcoming podcast, Sion 180. Hello, Leslie Ann.
Hello, Nisha.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. It's always a pleasure to be in your company.
Likewise.
Tell us a little bit about this podcast that you have coming up, Sion 180, and what can we expect from you and this podcast?
Yes. So Sion 180 is going to be launched in the next couple of weeks. It's coming on every other Sunday. And it's going to be a platform for frank discussion, inspiring information, motivational thoughts, and hardcore opinions. And so I'm very excited to engage an audience on this journey that I think will be a lasting exercise for individuals.
I mean, you're a lawyer by profession. What's driving you into this broadcast realm, and why now?
Yeah, excellent questions. That's about three in one, I think.
Take them each as you will.
The first one I'll say maybe, why not now? I think now is the perfect time. We're in the middle of a crisis that's ongoing, never ending. It's jarring our nerves, our mental health, our economic health, our physical health. And so people are struggling to overcome these challenges and need any kind of medium that can help, you know, uplift them, move them forward, take them out of being in neutral. And so that's part of it. My reason for doing the podcast in terms of finding another medium really was because broadcasting is in my family. And I was a product of a broadcast journalist who was extremely well known and very good at what he did. And he involved me in that process from the time I was a child. So I grew up looking at him.
So let's pause for a second. Your father, and I want everyone to know, your father was Leslie Sion, and he was a BBC broadcaster, I believe, right?
Yes, he was.
Tell us what it was like growing up in that household and why you think those aspects kind of helped provoke this podcast that you're launching at this point.
Well, I think it's because he noted my interest even as a child in observing him when he was writing his scripts, when he was reporting overseas, when he was doing an outside broadcast. And he had certain principles that he lived by. And one of them was effective communication, speak your truth, and deliver a message that captures and engages an audience. And so that to me is what underpins my reason for doing this. I feel this connection with him and why he did what he did. Mm. I feel I have something to offer still to my generation and other generations behind me. And I want to be able to facilitate that by not just hearing my voice, but by inviting other voices to join in a chorus of upliftment and advancement, whether it's personal or professional.
I mean, it is said that information is the currency of democracy. So I'm really curious to see what are some of the central themes that we can see playing their heads during your podcast?
Well, it's a wide array of topics because I think we're surrounded by so many issues and so many challenges on a daily basis that anything that's topical is something to be embraced and looked at. So whether it is mental health, physical health, financial health, leadership, personal development, parenting, relationships, keeping fit, keeping your brain sharp, all of these, I think, are topics that we talk about casually day to day. So it's really about chatting with the audience and being in their shoes and understanding what their needs and their issues are and addressing those with effective communicators.
I mean, we're living in a society where people are always afraid to air their views. You know, we're walking, towing the line.
True.
What's giving you the confidence to step up and be opinionated at this point in time? Well, and are you scared, first of all? Does that give you any pause for cause?
Certainly, it gave me pause for cause. I mean, I didn't just get here overnight. This has been a year about thinking about this and certainly actively pursuing it in the last 6 months or so. And at every turn, you're thinking, why am I doing this? I must be crazy with all of these things that I'm doing at the same time. But I'm a workaholic. I embrace challenges. I love to do multiple things at the same time, sometimes too. it affects other things. But, you know, the podcast, I think, is the forum for me now. I've always kept or tried to keep a low profile, but I've never really been known as a quiet person. Mm-hmm. My friends who know me from years and years or from university days would be surprised at how under the radar Leslie Ann Sion or Ziggy has been. But I've done that deliberately. But I think that people out there want to hear new voices.
Agreed.
You know, they want to hear fresh ideas.
So, I mean, tell us a little bit about the Leslie Ann that your friends know. You know, not the one that we see who's the hardball lawyer, but that playful, mischievous Leslie Ann. What defines you as a person? What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? I like sports. I like watching cricket. I've been a West Indies cricket fan for many, many years until they really started performing so badly. I couldn't muster up the courage, you know, to be supporting them in the same manner that I did. I love tennis. I love football. I love cooking. I love entertaining. My friends know me as a loyal friend, as a generous person. I certainly hope so. I'm there for them as they have been for me. Well, first of all, it's a mutual journey. I think it is as therapeutic for me as it will be for the audience. And I always believe that you learn every day, and I think the audience shares the same sort of belief. So for me, it's all of us on a mutual discovery for personal growth and development.
The issues that you're going to be tackling, you mentioned them before. How deep are you probing into some of these? You mentioned mental health, you mentioned health and fitness. What sort of, you know, ask, how deep are you going?
Well, certainly we're going to be targeting people who actually know about the topics mm-hmm. that we're talking about. I'm here to facilitate. I'm the conduit to get the message out and the information out to the audience. So we'd be looking at, you know, folks who can help us with certain coping skills as we go through some sort of crisis, whether it's a parenting crisis or some sort of health crisis.
Are you hopeful that your decision to launch this podcast and to air your views and your voice to this discussion will inspire similar behaviors by maybe like-minded people in your community?
Absolutely. I think there is more than enough room for many different voices. You find your niche and you follow it.
Got it. Well, Leslie Ann, it's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Can you tell us, just before we wrap this up, where can we find Sion 180?
So Sion 180 will be on a Facebook, on Instagram page. You can find it on any of the podcast platforms. You can listen to current and past episodes. It's going to be aired every other Sunday. It's a 30-minute chat. So I'm hoping you can join me with a cup of tea, a glass of Prosecco.
I was about to say a glass of wine, huh?
Exactly.
Cross your legs and chill back.
Even when you're driving, you know, from work back to home. You know, it's going to be just a conversation with us. We're not here to preach. We're just certainly here to uplift and inspire as best that we can. And I am so looking forward to the voices that will join me in this chorus of Moving Beyond Neutral.
Well, folks, there you've had it. The lovely Leslie Ann Sion talking about Sion 180, Moving Beyond Neutral. Be sure to tune in and pay attention every Sunday.
Every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday. There you go. Good luck, Leslie Ann.
Thank you so much. So thanks again, Tanisha, for chatting with me on episode zero and having this discussion about why I'm entering into this new podcast series, Sion 180. Thank you so much to the listeners who've joined us today. And I am looking forward to you joining us on episode one, where I'll be chatting with Farley Flex out of Toronto. Very dynamic, community service-oriented individual, an executive producer in television and music. And he is going to take us on his journey to success and the importance of choices in helping us to make the right decisions and moving beyond neutral. So the message to the audience is, how do we take lemons and make lemonade with it? Most importantly, I think his parting words to us will resonate with you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. So thank you all for joining me on Sion 180. I look forward to much more conversations with the voices of people who are making a difference in the lives of others. And so join me on Instagram, Sion180, Facebook, and my website, sion180.com. Looking forward to having you all with us on episode one, Sunday, February 13th, 2022. Be safe, everybody.